Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
Twenty-four more COVID-19 deaths in Trinidad and Tobago, and more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards, the news coming right up. 24 COVID-19 deaths, 810 new cases, 16,429 active cases. These are the latest figures in Trinidad and Tobago. Here's TTT News.
24 more COVID-19 deaths push this country's COVID-19 related death toll to 3,180. Among the recent deaths are 11 elderly males, 3 elderly females, 3 middle-aged males, and 7 middle-aged females. Examples of comorbidities in the deceased were asthma, diabetes, hypertension, and a history of strokes. 810 new positive cases were also reported by the Ministry of Health. This brings active cases to 16,429. 74 patients have been discharged from public health facilities, while 623 remain at hospital and are being treated for the virus.
The Jamaica Observer newspaper is reporting that the second Haitian president assassination suspect to be caught in Jamaica paid handsomely to get there with his family by sea. The Observer is also reporting that he tried to bribe law enforcers who arrested him early Saturday morning in a St. Elizabeth village in southwestern Jamaica. Former Haitian opposition Senator John Jewel Joseph is one of three key suspects being hunted in relation to the July 2021 assassination of former Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. In his bid to flee arrest and prosecution, Joseph was said by investigators to have paid US$12,000 to get to Jamaica by boat last December. He was accompanied by his wife and their two children when he successfully made the trip and regularly paid community folk in Warminster Village near Alumina Partners in the constituency of St. Elizabeth to keep his identity away from the radar of snoopers. He told them often that he wanted to find a better life in Jamaica, information reaching the Sunday Observer suggested. When he was hailed by police, acting on a tip, Joseph was said to have also offered $2 million to law enforcers as a bribe. According to Sunday Observer sources, the former lawmaker begged police officers not to allow him to be deported, claiming that he would be killed if he were to be returned to his homeland. The Sunday Observer was told that Joseph, who did not attempt to deny his identity, was found with a stash of documents all written in French, which investigators are going over in a bid to get more details. Joseph, who had a US$61,000 bounty placed on his head, was holed up in a house with his wife, said to be an attorney at law. United States and Haitian law enforcement officials who were informed of the development have been in dialogue with Jamaican police. The police are following other lines of inquiries as it is believed that Joseph, who has collected large sums of cash since he has been on the island, is being supported by well-connected individuals who bankrolled the president's assassination. Moïse was killed on July 7 when a hit team burst into the president's residence and shot him. His wife Martine was wounded but survived. In Jamaica, police and residents in central Kingston have been discussing the crime situation there as they talk preserving life and what can be done to push reducing murders. Superintendent Beresford Williams and Senior Superintendent Steve McGregor took to the streets to dialogue with parents seeking remedies to fight crime that's preventing children from going to school. This audio is compliments the Jamaica Star.
Many children can't come to school because there are borders that they can't cross. The foolishness have to stop. We want to get the crime down so that sustainable development can take place in this area. And if you continue with the foolishness, it can't go on. Myself and Mr. McGregor not going to allow that. Alright? So, all I ask this evening is that each and every citizen commit themselves to working with us to get things and to remove the fear of crime from this area. We want our children to be able to study. We want people to go to church if they want. We want, you know, yesterday when I was walking up Anwar Street, persons going to school at Penta, and the principal telling you that they can't, some of the children can't come to school because there are borders that they can't cross. The foolishness have to stop.
We must give the right name and stop push people innocent in the inner head. And before we don't give the name, never talk. Investigate the poor. We don't bring them in. Because they tell life and people, Pitney. We don't do the investigation before we don't bring out the name them.
But what I want you to remember is there, right? You if you call the so name, don't go there, say it. It's because we want to talk to them.
Meanwhile, at a press conference Sunday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness indicated that the fight against violent crime continues.
The parish of West Ballon has several communities captured by gangs and currently in the grips of barbaric gangsters executing brutal terror on our people. These communities are in need of social and infrastructure intervention. Some of these communities are urban in nature, and their profile fits the application of zones of special operations. This morning, we declare a zone of special operations in Sav South to include the communities of Russia, Darling Street, and Dexter Street. I have spent time in these areas, and I am aware of the conditions of terror that the people endure. I feel their pain. And I know that the vast majority of residents in those gang-captured communities, whether in Central Kingston, Augustown, or South South, are peaceful, law-abiding citizens who simply want to live in peace.
In St. Kitts, a recent incident involving Tourism Minister Lindsay Grant has led to suggestions that the minister was guilty of not observing relevant COVID-19 protocols. Here's this recent report on the matter from Andrew Huey of Voice of the Caribbean.
Tourism Minister Lindsay Grant is under fire after a video was being circulated on the weekend with him and a group of police officers involved in what appeared to be a verbal altercation.
Bus. People pass here in and out
bus.
Without
bus.
Writing in
bus.
That book.
If you want to shut it down, shut it down.
Failure.
If you want to shut it down,
wait,
hello.
Wait,
hello. Let me tell you something, right?
Wait, sir.
Hello, nurse.
Wait, sir.
Hello.
Mr. Grant, excuse for me front my face.
Let me tell you something, right?
Mr. Grant,
let me tell you something.
Excuse for me front my face.
Why you want me ratify right now?
Let me leave you.
Failure to comply with the COVID-19 protocol.
Shut it down, then.
St. Kitts and Nevis activists, Dwyer Astefan, a former government minister, on the regional discussion program MEQUITALK, give an account of the incident from his perspective.
The COVID task force was informed that there were too many people there and that they were not masked. So the COVID task force went. And they were confronted by the minister. He was abusive towards the police officers. And he told them that he would rat them up. A female police officer present had a telephone in her hand that was taking pictures, and she claims he hit the phone out of her hand and hit her, which is a battery. When you're telling police officers, rather than, he did say, if you want to shut it down, which is okay for him to say. But once you go and say the other things, and these things are on videotape, and you start to disrespect the police, remember, as a parliamentarian, you swear an oath. And as a parliamentarian, as a minister, as a father, as an adult, you must behave in an exemplary manner, particularly if you're a public leader. And his abusive language towards disrespectful language and threatening language towards the police officers. And I've shared this with you guys. I've created a lot of disaffection in St. Kitts and Nevis. The police officer, the female who claims to have been hit, says she's going to carry, she's not going to take it. I am told that the police, I know the police have released a press, have given out a press release, and they have said that they are investigating the matter. I am reliably informed that Mr. Grant is to be charged with obstructing a police officer in the conduct of his duty. If that is the only charge, then something has to be wrong, because what about charging him with threatening language? What about charging him? And I have nothing personal against him. This is not a personal thing. But you see, the same task force has been going around to poor people's functions and stopping them, closing them down. But the big shots have their events, no mask, nothing, crowding, but they make the law for you and me to obey, but for them to flout.
Back to Andre Huey with what Minister Grant said in his defense following the incident.
Mr. Grant issued a statement late Tuesday afternoon where he suggested the video being circulated does not reflect the full context of what transpired. He said, quote, "While the videos do not display the extent of the incident that night, I do understand the position that I hold. I regret how the circumstances have been portrayed, and I wish to assure the public, and the police in particular, that I fully support their efforts at the preservation of law and order. I encourage the police to gather all the evidence and to investigate the full context of the matter," end quote.
Dwyer Astafan, an avowed critic of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, had this final word on the matter.
People are calling for his resignation, including myself. Mm-hmm. And I am part of an activist group, and we are not going to stop.
We end today's program in Bridgetown. Prime Minister Mia Motley has suggested that the coming term is likely to be her last. She gave that promise on the campaign trail.
Please, each and every one of you here or listening, I am asking you, go and find five. Each of you must be responsible for bringing at least five people to the polls on Wednesday morning. And if you do that, this refueling stop, because that is what this election is. It is a stop to refuel. It is a stop to take fresh guard. It is a stop to continue the transformation of this country. And I say this to you in all humility. I may not get there at the end of this journey with you, because the transformation is more than 5 years. I have said over and over that I believe that this will be my last term. But I will give it, I will cease and settle. Cease and settle. This country must move to the level where it recognizes that it has abundant talent that must be given an opportunity to serve. If I have to take an example in the Caribbean, I take the example of PJ Patterson. Let me do my work to help transform this nation, and let me step aside and let this team continue the work.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, January 17. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.